Good afternoon, everyone. I gotta have a little bit more than that. I promised I wouldn't put anybody to sleep. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. Well, there's been a high level of distraction that comes to the feast with us this year as we begin to experience what you could consider an object lesson. We have the opportunity to feast, but we also have that opportunity to rejoice before God, just as He's instructed. We do this collectively and we do it individually. But we also know that there's a climate of things that's beginning to change. Sometimes I guess I call myself a bit of a news junkie. I start to read news, and then suddenly there comes a point in time when I don't read any more news for a while. I just reach my fill. But there's an entire planet crying out for something most individuals don't understand yet. What honor do we have going forward in a world desperate for the one thing they know not? Turn with me over to Psalm 149. Let's take a look at something here. Psalm 149. If I were to take the instruction given during these days and spend my money on whatever my heart desires, what could it be? It used to be a small herd of buffalo. I thought that would be nice. You know, I am married, and so that kind of changed things a little bit. The decision was, don't buy a herd of bison. So I ruled against that. Perhaps it could be something more dietary-based while at the feast, like choosing the best food that we can purchase. Or maybe we can purchase something else as we spend our time, because that's what we've done. We've purchased a little over a week of time. What would we purchase? I would say understanding. We break into context here. Psalm 149, verse 9, describes the duty, if you will, of the saints at the beginning of the millennial rule. Psalm 149, verse 9, to execute on them the written judgment, this honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. The time is coming when we begin to apply what we've been in training for. The position of administering God's government, this honor have all his saints. This is what Scripture is telling us here. Put yourself at this future event, a time when Satan has been removed, mankind has been pulled back from destroying itself, and work begins. As you stand there on that day, ready to fulfill instruction, ask the question, why are we there? What puts us there? It's a valid question as we experience the shadow of things to come during these days. We can all answer the question, but why is it our honor as his saints? Psalm 149 is the fourth hymn in the concluding Hallel collection. It is a royal psalm praising Israel's divine king for granting to his people salvation and the high honor of executing his judgment on the nations for their defiance of his rule. It also has a prophetic value for us, as it ties into the framework described in Psalm 1 and 2, the character of the righteous and the Messiah coming to set up his kingdom, respectively. Why are we in this picture, and what qualifies the saints? This describes an active role that is fulfilled after the return of Jesus Christ. We've been tasked, if you will, with the administration or the execution of written judgment. This written judgment refers to the punishments and vengeance recorded in God's word by the prophets. But we're not exacting a vengeance. Satan will be removed, and the corruption that had taken over will then start to be removed. That's the application of written judgment. Being able to administer his written judgment means we know something about godly judgment. Here's the part of the message, though. Pens are being checked. Maybe that email came in now, or a text has to be sent. Life just kind of happens around us sometimes as we try to sit unaffected by the entire clamor, trying to push out the world we currently live in. Sometime back on the West Coast, a couple months ago, I believe, an all too familiar incident took place while someone waited on a traffic light. In the comfort of her car, she sat waiting along with other people going to and fro. Perhaps some music was being selected for the commute. Thoughts of responsibilities were being organized when suddenly, from out of nowhere, she was stunned by the smashing of her car window. Shocked and unable to respond, she helplessly watched as a purse and a backpack was removed. As instantaneously as it came on, it was all over, just like that. Life changes fast. She stayed locked in her home for days, unwilling to step out. When the reluctant driver was pressed for a comment, she says, "I wish this was not our world." We have good news for this kind of hopelessness. There's a new government from heaven about to come down. It changes all of this. It begins with earth-shattering events as the status quo is abruptly changed. It will be an honor given to us as we administer written judgment. We will have seen what Satan's style of ruling looks like and how it destroys lives. It corrupts the process of life. It causes pain and suffering. Sometimes you get to the point where you're just tired of seeing it. You're just tired of it. Our honor is one of being involved to bring about change, a change we haven't been given permission to bring about yet, and Jesus Christ leads that charge. We're being asked by Jesus Christ to have an active role in the renewing process upon the beginning of this millennium. Earlier in the chapter, we know that our hope in his mercy will be rewarded with being beautified with salvation. And the word saints being used comes from the Hebrew word hesedim, meaning devoted ones. How devoted? How devoted are we? How does that translate into our role? Turn with me over to Isaiah 61. Let's look at something here. Isaiah 61 and in verse 10. Isaiah 61, verse 10. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord." I don't know if we can read this with the proper emphasis, but at a time when Satan is taken away, I think we can. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." Our honor of reigning with Jesus Christ, as spoken of in Psalms, is made possible because of this. We are clothed with the garments of salvation. We are covered with the robe of righteousness. Brethren, we will have become a bride ready. For your notes, Revelation 19, verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and we'll give glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has prepared herself. And to her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. How devoted are we? We are completely devoted as a bride that has prepared. This is where we are right now. We are being arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, the righteousness of the saints. But it's a process, isn't it? It takes time. It is this righteousness God is perfecting in us that gives credence to the role we fulfill later. Why is the honor given to us in Psalm 149? Because we will have been doing what it is that prepares the bride. And it's happening right now. Maybe you feel tired, fatigued, and rightfully exhausted. I know many are. But now isn't the time to let down. The bride is being readied right now, and we are part of it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against Jesus Christ's church, Matthew 16, verse 18. The optics may have changed and will continue to change, but we're not to lose sight of the fact that it is granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, the righteousness of the saints. We will have successfully been keeping corruption out while practicing righteousness. This is why Psalm 149 speaks of a time which this feast pictures, when we will continue as spirit, the same process that prepared us for our wedding as the bride of Christ. We will be, in effect, doing our role because we have already been practicing it as we prepared as Christ's bride. And we will have been clothed in the garments of salvation. We continue doing what we've known to do, but now it is done administratively. It will be a kingdom we have prepared a lifetime for, and we will have the honor to help in bringing it about as we reign with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.